Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What? It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and we'll score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
Happy Monday. Mike said it best earlier. Rain, go Jeez. Away.
It is like Seattle. I hate to say that same refrain, but it just, gosh almighty, I've never seen it. I've been here since 98. Never seen it rain as much as it has this February.
It's a lot. Last year, I'll be honest with you, because I wanted to get out and play golf. Didn't get a chance to do it. It seemed like it rained every day last year in January, obviously. It's just rainy. It's that time of year. And then today, it's like, but we're having a great day, and we hope you are as well. Thanks for making us a part of your day. However you're accessing the show, we got a lot going on today, man. If you're just tuning in, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna, their memorial today at Staples Center. Nine souls lost on that helicopter about a month ago. And today, they celebrated the life of Kobe, and any and everybody of the world of the NBA was there. So we'll let you get a chance to hear a little bit of that coming up in about 15 minutes because the world is reacting to it. And it's the first time we saw his wife, Mike, Vanessa. There were some thoughts that, you know, early on, was she going to attend? Was she not? She was there and she spoke.
Right. That was the question. Was she going to speak publicly? Because as was well reported in the weeks following the helicopter accident, that she was, you know, just so, as you could imagine, I mean, your life changes in a heartbeat. But so, yeah, she did a fantastic job under the circumstances because we rarely, if ever, see her and get a chance to hear what she has to say. And then, of course, Michael Jordan, and we'll play some of that for you, Shaq. It was just, I mean, bring a tear to your eye, also bring you a chuckle as well.
All right, NFL Combine is this week, guys, and there are some things that are different. We'll get into that because it's going to be in prime time. Over the last, you know, decade or whatever it's been since it's become a big hit, it's usually been on literally during the day, and they are changing this to prime time to get some more eyeballs on it, changing some drills up, and we'll tell you some other things that are going on. As far as the Falcons are concerned, tomorrow's a big day because we'll get a chance to hear from Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, our general manager. First time, Mike, as they turn the page, really, and start to look as to what they're going to do with the draft. And, you know, some of the dates have changed with the new CBA not being in place, but everything's still there. And we don't have a guy that we need to franchise tag this year. Last year was Grady. We don't have anybody like that on the team this year. The real decisions, Mike, are going to come with who they're keeping, who they're letting go to free up some cap space so maybe we can be a little bit of a player in free agency.
Right. We just didn't think we'd have that money if you wanted to go get an edge guy because we've talked about, you know, like Griffin with the Vikings and there's other guys that are out there on the float. There'll be more guys that are going to be released between now and when we get to start looking at free agents. So, yeah, if you can do that, if Freeze deal can't be renegotiated, I just don't think that's a tenable spot. You had his worst year as a pro. Our offense can't run the ball. You got to go get I still believe, though, Carl, as much as we love and every Falcon fan out there, as soon as a guy gets released, we'll get a text. What about that guy? What about this guy? I don't have a lot of cash. I'm more concerned with can we get that edge rusher in the draft and can we find that big-time physical guard that may be able to slide into center when Alex Mack moves on? I'd love to see us get a guy like Solomon Kinley. Again, it's maybe a pipe dream to focus on one guy in one spot. I know that every Falcon fan wants Chase Young. We never expected them to swing for the fences on Julio in 2011. We started the show talking about that. But otherwise, there are some guys. They're not the guy, but they're good guys, and we've talked about those names as well. Espinosa out of Iowa comes to mind, and we told you on Friday, Bo Morgan, Squid Carl mentioned the guy Weaver out of Boise State, which now, again, if he balls out of the combine, he might not be there for us at 16.
Yeah, and again, I know, you know, we get caught up as fans sometimes that – It's not a guy that you either don't recognize or you didn't see him play, and so you don't think he can play. And we know in this day and age in the NFL, there are guys all over the country that are very good, but maybe didn't get the exposure, Mike. And that's what the combine is really for. I mean, right? If you didn't see Boise's games this year, and I'm sure many Georgia fans didn't watch it, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have certain areas and certain guys that fit perfectly with what we're doing. And so you go to the combine and you want to figure out the measurables, which we'll talk about here in a second. You want to talk to these guys and you want to get their medical. And so those are the three biggest things we're going to find out this week about some of these players. Now, some guys we won't hear anything about, but other guys, and the example I use is Tua Tagovailoa, is a guy that's interesting. Because as we start to break down all the things that Tua has had to deal with since being at Alabama, outside of the hip injury, he's had other surgeries. You start to wonder how much of the medical information will be leaked by teams that are trying to make a play in the draft. And so, you know, that's the interesting part of this. And the medical guys is the most important. You don't draft guys that are hurt. And you don't draft and invest money into guys that you don't think are going to be around, Mike, through their first contract. So you're trying to get through that first contract, and hopefully they ascend and they're great. And then, you know, we got guys like Grady, Mike, that head into their second contract. Every team's looking for this. And now you have to make a decision. And teams always say this. I want to draft a guy that makes us make a decision when it comes time.
Right. And as you said it, brother, there'll be all sorts of, you know, we call it the October surprise in politics. This will be the April surprise. We saw, was it Laramie Tunsil we talked about earlier? Somebody got their hands on the video of him lighting a big fatty and then sticking under a gas mask and going it down.
The timing of that.
You know, it is what it is. But, you know, that one man's trash is another man's treasure because the Dolphins said thank you very much. But as far as this year, you know, there's guys out there. You've seen the same mock drafts we have, and you've seen the same names are linked to the Falcons. But that doesn't mean anything because if you go back to 16, the year we had a fantastic draft with Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, we thought we were going to go linebacker. You and I were looking at every sort of undersized but fast linebacker in the league, and then we went safety first and picked up the linebacker in the second round, and we still got the job done and picked up Devondre Campbell in the fourth round. So of late, you know, we missed on Deidre Sinnott. We, you know, third rounders are no joke. They should not be a waste. Isaiah Oliver didn't look like it made a lot of sense, although some people said he's too good and too athletic to pass up. And then in the second half of last season, we saw that. We saw that come to the fore, yeah, that Isaiah Oliver can really fit what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I know some people think we need corners. I don't feel that way. I think you can always have – you can't have enough corners. It's like a bullpen. But if you're talking about first-round corners, then you're telling me they have no confidence in Sheffield – and the guys that we have that are growing and getting better. And by the way, I know that some people don't think True was good last year. Prior to the injury, Trufant had a good year. So, you know, it's hard, again, when guys don't finish the season and you go, well, he wasn't that good. Actually, he played fairly well last year. You hope that he can come back and build on that if, in fact, Mike, he's not a cap casualty, which is still out there. That's a possibility. But the edge rusher thing is number one. It's defensive line, and it's where we've got to get better. Meanwhile, today, this is interesting. And this is why I think a lot of people are going to be locked into the combine. It's a quarterback combine. This quarterback class, you know. We watched them all. Matter of fact, two of these guys, Georgia fans have a connection with. Joe Burrow, obviously, you know. Justin Herbert, you know who he is. Oregon, Rose Bowl, had a great year. This is where he wanted to go as a kid. He grew up in that area and ends up there. Jacob Eason, dogs. Jake Fromm, obviously, Tua. Jalen Hurts. You know all of these guys. So today, Mike, was the measurables, and they're saying, for what it's worth, that Justin Love won because of his sturdy 6'4 frame, 224 pounds, and has an 80-inch wingspan as a quarterback.
Okay.
The other thing is, how big are the hands? And I'm not making this up.
Every
year we talk about it, people are concerned about the hand size. So, for example, Joe Burrow, his hand size, you spread your fingers, spread all your fingers, 9 inches.
If you're Irish, this gets a little embarrassing. But go ahead. You're saying.
Justin Herbert, 10 inches. Jordan Love, 10, fourth and an eighth inches.
Now, again, how big are Drew Brees' hands? Can he spin the football?
Yes.
Guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to be the all-time passing leader in yards. I mean, I get what you're saying. But to me.
Jake Fromm, 8 inches, Mike. 8 and a 7.
Well, that explains it.
8 1/7 of an inch.
No, and Jake Fromm, by the way, is listed by Daniel Jeremiah, who we'll be talking to between now and the draft a couple of times. He's listed as his number 50 prospect, and that's even before the combine. So Jake is a guy that could go second round, third round. But the only reason I make fun of it is Kyler Murray. I remember last year, he's got to be 5'10". He's like 5'8". Who cares?
And
he's on his tippy toes.
Yep.
But there was like that quarter of an inch is going to make all the difference in the world. You saw the ability. You saw where this is going, and now here's a guy that, you know, with a few more picks and they take care of things in that the backfield, this guy's going to be another star in this league. So I know what you're saying, but there's almost some of this is such nonsense. Can you throw? Can you win?
Tua is only 6 feet.
Well, he's shorter now with the one hip.
Oh, stop. Did you think he was bigger, though? Jalen Hurts, he's only 6'1".
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't really – because Tua and Jalen look almost similar side by side.
They do.
But you said if the medical is going to be the thing because Tua won't be able to do half of it, like, that's it. I think this in the interview is what Tua can do.
Now, they're saying – and we're going to talk more about this as we get closer to Thursday, but I am curious to see all these quarterbacks who end up throwing. They're saying, Mike, Jacob Eason's going to steal the throwing segment of this for the quarterbacks. And we – listen – Georgia fans know this, right? When he came in and we didn't see him after his freshman year when he goes down, but if you saw a little bit of Jacob Eason, you know he's got arm talent. You guys know that. And they're saying that could be the thing that separates him and a guy like Herbert in this particular draft. Burrow and like guys like Tua who made plays on the field and their ability to adjust is going to help them be attractive to NFL teams. That's a given. But who's moves up after having these drills and their arm talent go, and it goes off the chart.
Well, Jordan Love sure sounds like this year's Josh Allen, because Josh Allen never had the completion ratio at Wyoming, but he had the size, he had the ability to scramble, 6'5", and so he became the guy. And we were starting to hear like rumblings about the Saints liking Jordan Love before the season was even over, you know, regardless of what they're going to do with Taysom Hill or if they move on from Teddy Bridgewater. But anyway, that's a name, Jordan Love, that keeps popping up. Hopefully there'll be a place in this draft for Fromm, hopefully sooner than later for Fromm. But, yeah, man, it's Jalen Hurts. Hurts is a guy that, I mean, there were some mistakes made at times, I guess, at the Senior Bowl, which kind of was an eye-opener for some. But to me, that guy's a tremendous athlete. In the right system, he can do some of the things Kyler Murray does.
Yeah, I totally agree. But we say all that to get back to Atlanta. We're not drafting quarterbacks. I think we're all interested in seeing who's going to – 5 years from now, which one of these guys has excelled, and we're talking about them being a Pro Bowl or potentially leading their team to the Super Bowl, like Pat Mahomes. You know, 3-4 years ago, you go, Pat Mahomes is going to do what? So that's what you're trying to project with the quarterbacks. But as far as our team, we don't have a quarterback. We're not looking for one, should I say. But, Mike, we did do something, at least according to Tom Pelissero, that is interesting, and that is they are saying that Matt Schaub is coming back for the $2 million. No guarantees, but $2 million in the salary to be our backup.
When Matt got knocked out of the box against the Rams, Schaub came in. He did lose both games, but his completion ratio was, what, 74%, Bo? So he's above the curve there. Any quarterback you put in there was going to get smoked because we had no run game. I mean, he threw the ball 52 times against Seattle. And that's not even a great defense. That's how inept our run game was. And that was the game, by the way, the game's 7-8. Remember, we went 1-7 to start the season? Those were the two last games of the losing streak when we were just absolutely lost in space on both sides of the ball. So Schaub is solid. He's 39. I know everybody wants the Falcons to draft the next big guy. You're not drafting the next big guy while Matt Ryan's in his prime. If Matt starts to stink, they'll revisit that next year. But Matt, in the middle of a zillion-dollar contract, everyone thinks, well, you're going to do Aaron Rodgers with Brett Favre. There's no reason to do that right now. We can still try to make a run for a championship by picking the right guys this year. And quarterback has nothing to do with it.
Did you say Justin Fields is coming to Atlanta?
Well, hold on. What's that?
I'm just saying he's from here.
I mean, I'd be interested in here for now. I think like a lot
just
of folks.
Just asking.
Well, remember, when I wrote the blog in 15 saying Matt Ryan is never going to win the big one unless we get an all-pro offensive line. They did go get Alex Mack. That is a caveat to that article.
It is.
But I said, let's go get Deshaun Watson,
right,
who I thought was going to come out. And he stayed another year and won a championship. So my logic wasn't wrong, or well, not the best. But either way, Matt then next year wins an MVP. So it's shut up, fatty. Not, I mean, that's directed at me, by Matt, but a lot of listeners. Hey, Matt, it's our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's. Guys, a week-long carryout deal. You get any of Domino's 5 crusts with up to 3 toppings any day of the week. On a rainy night, as Carl says, why not make it a pizza party, whether it's takeout or carryout? Get the details at Domino's.com.
We are live inside of the Kia Studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com here on Dukes and Bell. And a quick reminder to Hawks fans, join the Hawks. For HBCU night, guys, they do this each and every year. It's pretty cool if you're an HBCU alum. They take on the Portland Trail Blazers. It's Saturday, February 29th at State Farm Arena. Get your tickets today at hawks.com/tickets and go support the Hawks and hang out.
If FAMU would have taken a long snap right across the railroad tracks.
No doubt. I mean, listen, free money's free money. All right, coming up, our strong arm story of the day. A celebration of their lives. What are we talking about? You'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, guys, lots going on today. We're going to get to our strong arm story of the day and let you hear from some very interesting people who were celebrating the life of Kobe and Gianna and the folks who lost their lives in that helicopter accident about a month ago as they had a memorial service today at Staples Center. But before we get to that, if you're just joining us, Mike and I are coming off of a trip to see Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Fury wins the bout, seventh round TKO, as they throw in the towel. But, Mike, we've been wondering, and I got to give you credit, because we're sitting at MGM Grand Garden Arena, and if you watched this fight live on pay-per-view, if you did not, how would you describe the intros?
Well, the English boxing thing is to kind of take a page out of the WWE. They have these long, prolonged introductions that go on forever. And if you're watching it, and I was watching it live, I was like, you know, I hate this because I like to see the boxer come bobbing and weaving in. You want to have a hype man, you want to have a dude singing a tune, that's fine, but let's get it on. So they got Tyson Fury with a bunch of women pushing, like almost like a Roman emperor arriving, in this case, an English king. But he was on a stage, and he's sitting on a throne on this movable set that they push in, and they play Crazy by Patsy Cline because, you know, he's supposed to be nuts. And, okay, that's what they did. It took forever. And then you got to – who's singing, by the way? Who's the hip-hop artist that was doing
it? I have no idea who it was. Who brought Tyson – or not Tyson Fury, but Deontay Wilder out
to the ring.
Him
in. But the thing we noticed – now, Deontay has worn a lot of masks, and he almost looks like one of those assassins for, like, the Persians in the 300. That's why we've always said he's got that cool kind of look. Well, this time he went for – it's like he had like a suit of armor on. He had a mask on that had, like, glowing red lights. I mean, like, you're the masked singer, or you're trying to fight the heavyweight championship of the world? So he comes in, and now he says, and when he took the mask off, and they have the close-up, because we're watching as you guys are, and you couldn't see the face in the ring, we're looking at the monitor, he's wiping his brow with his gloves, and he's wiping his eyes, which you don't normally do with his gloves. I look at Carl, I go, he looks gassed already. He doesn't look right.
And that was the part where Mike said, are you seeing this? And I said, yeah, and I didn't think twice about it. So that brings us to the rumors, okay? I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. And that is today, first of all, understand that he has 30 days to exercise his rematch clause. So if he does, we could see a rematch within 6 months. Mike and I don't necessarily want to see that right now. We'd rather see Joshua and Fury. With that said, Mike, the rumor is that he didn't have any legs when he got to the ring because that suit he had on was 40 to 50 pounds. And it took him forever to get there.
Right.
And so he gets to the ring, and we think he was a little bit gassed when the fight started. I'm not going to make excuses. We're just telling you that's something that's out there. We'll wait to hear where this is coming from. Sean, our underboss who was out there with us, said he wouldn't be surprised if this is coming from his corner.
Yeah, JD's, and he's one of the trainers. And they got a house divided because you got one trainer yelling at the other trainer for throwing in the towel because, you know, he said, look, this is a warrior supposed to go out on his shield. He did actually throw the last punch as the fight was being stopped, but his legs were gone. He had no legs. I mean, there was no power behind his punches. He may have won one round. But you and I were talking about it. He just didn't look right. So as much as I hate to hear excuses, because first off, it's stupid. If you want to dress up, you know, like a Transformer before you come in the ring, that's on you. But it definitely looked like a heavy costume from appearances.
Yep.
And meanwhile, Fury's sitting in a throne. He takes off a king's robe and he's ready to go. This dude, he couldn't even get the mask off. They had to untie that thing. So if that's the excuse, I don't want to see this rematch. I want to see Anthony Joshua fight Tyson Fury before Fury goes and loses his edge again. This guy's in the prime of his career, just fought one of the greatest fights tactically, told you exactly what he was going to do, and then executed it. And Wilder, let's be honest, he's not a great boxer. We've always known he's a one-punch artist. We liked him in this fight because we thought the Englishman was going to come straight at him, and Wilder was going to catch him. But that never even came close to happening. So what do you make of this excuse?
I want to hear it. I mean, if that's the case, you brought that on yourself. That's why Mike Tyson had the gladiator look. He didn't worry about all that
stuff. Ripped the towel in half and jumped in the ring.
Let's go. I'm here to fight. Let's go. That's what we loved about Tyson and that gladiator look. Yeah, I get it. All that pomp and circumstance before you get in the ring is fun until it's not. And it sounds like this wasn't fun. Guy hits us up. Sultan on Twitter says, Dukes, it was D-Smoke who was the guy, rapper who brought out Deontay Wilder. All right, guys, more on that as we find out more. Let's get to the strong arm story of the day and this celebration of Kobe's life. And people remembering him. I want you to start. Can we start with Michael Jordan first today? Because Michael Jordan rarely speaks. We know this. We really even didn't know the extent of their relationship. We knew they talked.
It was some tension in the old, just like Michael had to, you know, win over Magic George, Magic, and certainly Larry Bird when he was in the All-Star game. We heard the stories about how Michael didn't want to see Kobe going for the big night in Madison Square Garden way back when. But they obviously came to a mutual respect as one's career wound down and one came to the apex.
Yeah, so Michael today, and you'll see this, it'll be all everywhere, no matter where you're at, social media, or news, whatever. Michael in tears today talking about Kobe.
You know, all of us have brothers and sisters, little brothers, little sisters who, for whatever reason, always tend to get in your stuff, your closet, your shoes, everything. It was a nuisance, if I can say that word. But that nuisance turned into love over a period of time, just because the admiration that they had for you as big brothers or big sisters, the questions, the wanting to know every little detail about life that they were about to embark on. He used to call me, text me, 11:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about post-up moves, footwork, and sometimes the triangle. At first, it was an aggravation. But then it turned into a certain passion. This kid had passion like you would never know.
Yeah, it's why he was special. But imagine that. You know, we didn't know those things. We didn't know Kobe was texting Mike at 2 a.m.
Right.
And for that matter, Mike texting him back. You know, let's hear some more.
He wanted to be the best basketball player that he could be. And as I got to know him, I wanted to be the best big brother that I could be. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the Knicks. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years. That is what Kobe Bryant does to me.
And for those who don't follow social media, are familiar with the Michael Jordan crying meme, it's a thing, and it goes back to Michael. But anyway, that was just absolute gold from MJ right there.
Yeah, man, it doesn't get any better than that. One of the greatest of all time, who's one of the most confident men on the planet, and letting you in right there. All right, man, let's hear from Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq, being Shaq.
And yeah, sometimes like immature kids, we argued, we fought. We bantered or insulted each other with offhanded remarks, our feud. But make no mistake, even when the folks thought we were on bad terms, when the cameras were turned off, he and I would throw a wink at each other and say, We never took it seriously. In truth, Kobe and I always maintained a deep respect and a love for one another. The day Kobe gained my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob. I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing.
He's not passing.
I love that.
Oh, my God. All right, man. We have Vanessa as well. All right. This is Vanessa. This is Kobe's wife. Today at this memorial.
Kobe and I have been together since I was 17 and a half years old. I was his first girlfriend, his first love, his wife, his best friend, his confidant, and his protector. He was the most amazing husband. Kobe loved me more than I could ever express or put into words. He was the early bird and I was the night owl. I was fire and he was ice and vice versa at times. We balanced each other out. He would do anything for me. I have no idea how I deserved a man that loved and wanted me more than Kobe. He gifted me the actual notebook and the blue dress Rachel McAdams wore in the Notebook movie. When I asked him why he chose the blue dress, he said it was because it's a scene when Allie comes back to Noah. We had hoped to grow old together like the movie. We really had an amazing love story. We loved each other with our whole beings. Two perfectly imperfect people making a beautiful family and raising our sweet and amazing girls.
He gave her the dress from the Notebook. That's the side of Kobe that most of us have no idea. Obviously, why would we? and the sensitive, loving, romantic side. She shared a lot of other things, and we wish we had all the time to share it with you guys, but you can check it out. We wanted to make sure you heard a little bit of it today because, Mike, they pushed this back so everybody who could be there today.
And it was kind of just amazing to watch as Michael Jordan spoke, or as she did a great job. And, again, she was, as you guys have read the reports, she was, you know, couldn't speak publicly for a number of weeks after the tragedy, but she did a fantastic job in a very difficult spot. But to see, like, the Steph Currys of the world, to see all, I mean, you name it, every NBA player who could be there was there, and former players, as you said, to Jerry West and Bill Russell and stuff like that.
Yeah, Kareem, Magic, I mean, obviously. So, remembering and celebrating the life of Kobe, and here's what's crazy. I think we'll continue to find out amazing things about what he did in his short time on this planet. All right, coming up, we got Guy Talk, man, and plenty of it.
Now, I teased this earlier. I had a lot of people going, what are you talking about? And you asked me, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
All right. A lady in Ohio saying that her and Baker Mayfield hooked up. Let's get some traction. I will put it out there, and you can decide.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man. Great job, Squidbilly. We pick up that ball and run with over here to our Guy Talk, brought to you by Resurgence Orthopedics. From neck to toes, muscle to bones, getting moving again with Resurgence Orthopedics. Schedule your appointment online today at resurgence.com. I mentioned Bo because every day I'll send him a story going, you can't have this. This is mine. So here's one of those from earlier today. We did already speak about the Zamboni driver who did a fantastic job as emergency goal attender.
Please come on down.
For the Canes. And that was a fantastic story. We talked earlier about Madison Bumgarner using a fake name to be a rodeo star. And I'm not sure if that's going to make Diamondbacks fans feel any much better about his acronym, I guess, is Mason Saunders, his alter ego, who won $25,000 doing some roping. So he really is a cowboy.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised and shocked. But if I'm the team, I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Now, I saw this story this morning, and I always appreciate when listeners feel free. You can always send us stuff. Put them up, C-Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. And I'll research the story and see if it's got some validity. Whatever you want to think of this woman, she did go on a radio show on MMS, a big rock station, The Buzzard, a legendary station up in Cleveland, on a syndicated show.
Okay.
On a dude who's syndicated around the Midwest. A 20-year-old named Casey Dingus. And I showed Carl the pictures on her Twitter profile. She maintains that she scored a hookup with the Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield in the parking lot of a cheesecake factory in suburban Cleveland.
Is there proof?
Miss Dingus, 20, effectively blew up Mayfield's first Valentine's Day as a married man when she outed him for receiving a loving act in the back of his SUV. If our kid's in the car, we'll try to clean it up. She went on the radio to explain a 35-minute interview, by the way, because they love their Browns, on Rover's Morning Glory program.
Oh, okay.
She claims that she caught Mayfield's eye on Snapchat when she sent him a playful video from a tailgate party where she bit into a beer like he did at a Cleveland Indians game.
Okay.
I chugged it, threw it on the floor, and if you're familiar with that, he did that at a ball game. She's a very shapely little lady. So according to Dingus, a recent high school grad, she was stunned when a few days later an account bearing Baker Mayfield's name reached out to her for more. It was a weird username, so I just kept asking for proof. Show me that it's actually you. Obviously, I'm not going to believe someone's adding me, and it's going to be you. Mayfield, who's 24, allegedly had a strict system in place for ensuring his new wife, Emily Wilkinson, who's 28, wouldn't find out about his alleged scandalous social media activity. He was really like, okay, you have to show me a video of your entire house so I know you're not with anyone. And then he sent her a photo of himself to Miss Dingus.
No.
We were texting for a while. And then finally he's like, come see me. I drove all the way to West.
Wait, time out. Sorry, we got to go back. This is getting good. So this idiot says, show me your house and that you're with no one.
Make sure no one else knows that you are, in fact, having social media interplay with one Baker Mayfield.
All right, so she does. Then he sends her a pic. And then what happened?
They were texting for a while.
Texting?
Texting.
Texting.
T-E-X-T.
Oh, okay. I thought you said sexting. Go ahead.
No, that comes later.
Okay.
Texting. When eventually he says, come see me. So she drives to wherever his neighborhood is, I presume Westlake. It was like behind Cheesecake Factory, some development like parking lot. He texted me on the way there saying, I have to keep my phone in the car. I was kind of sketched. Is this really isn't him? I have to keep my phone in the car? In other words, no photos.
Yeah.
No evidence.
Yeah.
Despite that, Dingus said she approached a large SUV, finding out it was Baker Mayfield. I got in the front, and he said, Are we going to do this or not?
Baker got right to the point, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, as we know, just because you're an
NFL... Allegedly.
It's all alleged.
Allegedly.
But again, there's a radio station which is facing some serious lawsuits from LeBron or from Baker if he wanted to, if this is all nonsense. But remember, you think you're a quarterback, you're the smartest guy on the team. Remember Brett Favre when he had his sexting?
Oh, yeah, the Crocs.
Hey, I'm over here at the hotel.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you got like one of three of those watches in the world. And you're like, no, that's not me.
Yeah, okay? if you're not doing anything, why don't you come on over? His rap is just amazing. Thank God you're Brett Favre because your rap is like negative 10. So anyway, allegedly.
What'd they do?
He says, are we going to do this or not? After I left, he texted me, you're actually a really cool person, but you can't say anything. Like it'll ruin my career.
All right.
He performed a certain
act. All right. Now let me rewind, because I know there are fellas in the car like, bull coin, man. Is she a clout chaser? Is this somebody?
No. Based on my experience with women of this type, that this is and it could be a guy as well stalking a woman, but this is the kind of woman that gets you in trouble.
Okay. Because
she's 20 years old.
All right.
If this is actually true, you're a moron.
Yes, but here's the deal. But
she could screen save the stuff you sent her.
But that's my deal. Is this someone who is just because, why are you going on radio shows and on a... Is she just looking for this attention?
Well, she got his attention.
And is it real? Nope. Like, where's the proof that it actually went down?
A few months passed, or a few weeks. I hadn't talked about him. I literally forgot about him. And then I found...
Yeah, sure you did.
I was blocked on Twitter.
Of course you are.
He screwed up by blocking her on Twitter.
Well, he blocks people every day, Mike. I mean, you know, people say things to him that are nasty.
And then she said, did me giving you blank in the backseat, I don't know, maybe cause some problems?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy, I got some tea to spill.
So who?
At Baker Mayfield, of course, he's blocked her.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. She goes on social media and says these things.
Well, then
this is blasphemy.
A WMMS, the Buzzard, in Cleveland decided to put her on for like 30 minutes. You could go online into a Rover's...
how believable is this, Mike? I mean, this is a great story, but how believable?
I report, you decide.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, I don't know if it's true. I'd like to think he's a creep, but I would lean 60-40 this happened. Because I think he's a dope, okay? And I lobbied for this guy, just like we lobbied for Deshaun Watson, that they should be the first overall pick, and this guy's a numbskull.
Okay, so here's my issue with this.
If this happened.
Here's my issue
with
this.
But he's a numbskull regardless.
I agree. Because you're putting yourself in a situation that's you shouldn't have. But here's my issue with this. You and I both know there's a lot of false accusing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling you that he didn't put himself in this position. But to what actually happened, and if anything, what if they met and nothing happened?
Right.
And then she puts this out there. That's where I'm going with this.
No, but in
fellas,
the
old, like, that we know this kind of stuff has happened. Where did you meet her? Yeah, I met her. I saw her. But did all this go down?
But there's athletes. Like, there's men. They have to be an athlete, okay? I mean, look, you don't have to be an athlete. Men are men, okay? We're pigs, many of us. Sorry. If there's kids in the car, daddy, you're not your dad, but everyone else is.
Oink.
But, I mean, guy, in the old days, you could have extramarital stuff. There was no social media. Somebody would be hanging out at the team bar at the hotel when you got done with the game, and that's how you'd meet. But now with social media, it's like on demand, if you will. But Baker, when you're a celebrity, people can pop a screen save. You're a moron. Even if nothing happened, this girl can now go on the radio for 30 minutes and tell all of Northern Ohio what you did.
I know, but that's
if you didn't do it.
But see, that's the thing, Mike. This is where I'm going.
And by the way, I looked at some of the video. She's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer.
That's obvious. But here's the thing. This is what I'm saying. You could potentially, we don't know if this story is true or not, but you could false accuse. You could get some exposure. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're an Instagram model, Mike. And then you got 350,000 followers, and all of a sudden, people are sending you free stuff, and all of a sudden, you're on a reality show.
All right.
That's how this stuff happens.
And by the way, we got 200 guys hitting us up on the text line. What's your Twitter handle?
God, y'all are terrible. Y'all are so bad.
It's at KCJ Dingus, if you must.
You got to give it out?
Well, it's on the article.
Oh, okay.
It's in the article.
Because guys will now be hitting her up.
No, it's
Apple. Want to meet behind the cheesecake? Right? No, she doesn't.
I'm going to be in Cleveland on March 7th.
I just think there's so...
Yes.
There's so much...
No, I mean, either way, if he did or didn't, he was certainly, you know, walking that line. And you got too close to the fire. Because, again, if you go up against somebody who's crazy... Is this woman, again, I'm just telling you from my personal experience.
Yeah.
You know, but I would, if I was going to wage a guess, she's not playing with a full deck here.
So here's the other side of this. It's Dukes and Bell. This is Guy Talk. Great story by Baker Mayfield, or about Baker Mayfield, allegedly seeing a young lady and getting it, having act done recently. Here's the other part of this, Mike. The fear, and we talk about this all the time, this Me Too thing, right? The fear is that what if they just met?
Right.
And this other stuff didn't happen.
No, she could have shaken. I mean, you can shake somebody down. You can say, I'm going to do this or that. I mean, again, you're set as an athlete. Well, here's the other thing. If you're best case scenario for a 24-year-old, if you really think you're going to fall to the temptation of somebody on Instagram,
don't get married.
Derek Jeter is a model that I think we could all apply and say, that's the way to go. If you're in that world where you're going to, again, have opportunity after opportunity thrown at you.
Yeah. I just think that you could meet somebody. I had a friend had this happen. He's in the entertainment world. Met a young lady, and she was like, hey, I want you to remember me. I'm going to, you know, hit you up on social media. And he was like, okay, cool. Because that way I can stay my distance, right? You don't have to. We're not in person. And she started hitting him up, trying to send him messages, and he blocked her. And then she came out and said, well, you know, when I got with such and such, and put his business out there, and they never even hooked up. Nothing happened.
But that's the risk. That's why you stay loyal and just walk that line, baby. On the much positive side today, guys, Harvey Weinstein is in jail. How about them apples? That's good news.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised.
Well, the jury, apparently there was a couple of stories they didn't believe, and I got to admit, I was reading a lot of the stuff on the New York Post. They probably overreached with some of the people they put on the stand. But Harvey Weinstein ordered held behind bars till he's sentenced on March 11th. And it could be up to 29 years behind bars for sexual assault. Again, based on if one-fifth of what was said about him is true, he deserves it.
I'm only surprised, Mike, because, again, it's one thing to have accusations. You have to prove it. And that's what I was curious if they would be able to do.
Meanwhile, guys, we were out there in Vegas. We told you about Tyson Fury. He was partying at Hakkasan all night. Patrick Mahomes and his girl were there. Everybody was throwing down. Sweet Caroline was played many times, as was Bye Bye Miss American Pie, which he was singing in the ring.
All right, man, top 3 at 6, the Dogs, big, huge, amazing news for the Georgia football program. Find out what it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.